to the Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman on the road, well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, reaching out over the phone lines to Western Michigan and George Franklin, an author of...
Hey there, Jeffrey. Great to be here.
Excellent. Yes, George is an author of Incentives. And before we jump into our conversation here, for the convenience of our Michigan business audience, why don't you share a little bit of a snapshot of your career path that led to being an author here now in the year 2020?
Sure, be glad to. And once again, thanks for having me. Well, I went to college and law school at night in Washington, D.C. and worked on Capitol Hill. And when I got out of law school, I started a law firm with another fella. And Kellogg became a client. They didn't have anybody full-time in Washington. And I did that for about 4 years, and then I opened the Kellogg office in Washington to be their lobbyist. And then about 87, 88, I moved to Michigan. I was vice president of worldwide government affairs, a couple other positions, but basically vice president of government affairs for Kellogg. And then in 2005, I left Kellogg and started my own business, Franklin Public Affairs. And my first book called Cereal Wars, and was, I think it's interest to your audience as a business community. I was chair of the board at Western Michigan University, and I was talking to the dean of the business school one day, and I asked her, I said, do you teach government relations? And she said, no, you know, that's political science. And I said, well, every major company in the United States has a government relations department, just like sales, finance, and marketing. And so I wrote a book. And it's called Cereal Wars, and it's not philosophical, it's not a partisan book whatsoever, but I wrote it as a quick overview for business students at what a government relations department does for a big company like Kellogg. And I do say so, it's pretty successful. It was on a lot of reading lists at schools, and I did well with it. And then in a moment of sheer madness, I ran for Congress in the Democratic primary in 2018. I found out that coming in second out of six doesn't work, but I wrote a book called So You Think You Want to Run for Congress, just outlining what is really involved in a major campaign, for a congressional campaign. But this latest effort is called Incentives, and it's a satirical, fictional novel about the whole world of economic development. And I purposely have published this after the election. I think we all need to lighten up a little bit. I mean, the intensity, all the activity surrounding this last election got so, you know, people wound up so tight that this is a book that we can laugh at ourselves, myself included. And I try to make fun of the whole political spectrum. And I tell people, if you like either Carl Hyacin or Christopher Buckley or throw in a little bit of PJ O'Rourke, this is a book for you. And I make fun of liberals, I make fun of conservatives, I make fun of business community, I make fun of, you know, activists, consumer activists. And it's done around this whole notion of seeking economic incentives in a free market system. And what really caught my attention was a couple of years ago, Amazon announced they're going to build a new headquarters and literally started a national auction over who would get it, looking at towards billions of dollars, literally billions of dollars. And it was just shameless in the sense that, you know, here they were espousing all these free market capitalistic principles, but oh, by the way, give us some money. So this is a lighthearted look, and it's based that it's a lot of rogue characters all gathering together in Glen, Michigan, of all places, a little place where I live,
okay. And
over on Lake Michigan. And they're all driven there by economic incentives. And the other great part about this, Jeffrey, is you don't have to make this stuff up. It's all just for real in a sense that it's out there. Like, for instance, I have Jaap van Valkenburg, the Dutch state senator, and his wife, Berdina, open up a topless drive-through coffee shop. And you say, how in the world did you ever think of that? Well, people are opening topless drive-through coffee shops. And then they attend an event for Coyote. You say, what in the world is Coyote? Well, Coyote stands for Call Off Your Old Tired Ethics. And this is hard to imagine, but when I was a young guy working on Capitol Hill, Coyote actually had a reception. And it's, you know, it's to do away with, you know, the restrictions on ladies of the night, essentially.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, who in the world is ever going to go to that reception? But it's fun. It's a frolic. Like I said, it's a cast of rogue characters, and it's a little bit we can all laugh at ourselves with what goes on in the world of economic development in Glenn, Michigan.
Tremendous. Just quickly going back across the books from 2014, 2019, and now here in 2020, you mentioned Cereal Wars, but the full title, just so their audience can find it on Amazon or, I assume Amazon, but wherever the books are sold these days, Raisin Bran and Other Cereal Wars, 30 Years of Lobbying for the Most Famous Tiger in the World. That's a great title.
Thank you.
And for 2019, the one from last year, besides, you mentioned the part of So You Think You Want to Run for Congress, but the subtitle, The True Grit of a Political Campaign. And of course, with this one, Incentives, which we're focusing on for today, The Holy Water of Free Enterprise. And for our audience, yes, you've been mentioning economic incentives, but yes, a humorous look at the world of economic development. We are closing in on our wrap-up time, so I would love to either hear something else about this book that might incentivize the business community to pick it up, or anything else that you believe kind of is a theme through your career as an author that would be applicable to our audience.
Well, you know, you asked me, I've always sort of written with a purpose in mind, and the Raisin Bran and Other Cereal Wars was an attempt to educate business students, like I said, about the world of government relations so they know what those people are doing down the hall. So You Think You Want to Run for Congress was to tell people what really entails in running for Congress, you know, not just what you read about in the newspapers, the fact that you make 16,000 fundraising calls to raise the money, literally 16,000. And then finally, this one is just an attempt to let's laugh at ourselves. Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, libertarians, we've created this whole system of economic incentives, and it's really taken on a life of its own. You know, in Michigan, we have the, you know, Michigan Economic Development Corporation. I mean, it's an institutionalized bit of creating business now. And the problem is, and so often the case is, that sort of those who need it the least get the most. And, you know, you look at Major League Baseball, at National Football League, we build the factories for those companies. We call them stadiums, but it's their factory. And we literally just build them for them. And then we have, in the case of football, you have billionaires getting billions of dollars, hundreds of millions, so they can have 22 millionaires run around in front of wealthy people. And there's an underlying message to this, is that we've created this system where literally those who need it the least are getting the most. And the Amazon example was the prime. I mean, no pun intended. It was the prime.
Sure.
But anyway, so there's a purpose to it, but I think, you know, I think you'll find it hopefully humorous and once again, just ability to laugh at ourselves a little bit.
Excellent. And so I imagine with the COVID era going on, interviews such as this are part of your publicity and promotion.
Yep.
How else are you going about that in this new era of social distancing, et cetera?
Well, I'm learning as I go. I'm an older guy. You know, I have a website, by the way, georgefranklinauthor.com, where you can buy these books, and it'll link you into buying these books. But a lot of it now, on the first two books, I got on the circuit with it. I was actually on Cereal Wars. I went to colleges. I went to a lot of colleges, and I was on a lot of college reading lists. But so the COVID era, you know, it's Facebook, it's Instagram, it's interviews like what we're doing here, which I most appreciate. But it's just, I'm learning as I go here, and it's a different world in bookselling. And like I said, I'm sort of flying by the seat of my pants here.
Well, wonderful. And we appreciate you spending some time today with us and sharing the story of this brand new book, Incentives, The Holy Water of Free
Enterprise.
The Holy Water of Free Enterprise. Excellent. Well, once again, George, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Excellent. Once again, George Franklin is an author, and he is also a lawyer and former VP of Worldwide Government Relations for the Kellogg Company, and many other great things as also a president of Franklin Public Affairs, LLC. And one more time, George, the website for our listeners.
GeorgeFranklinAuthor.com.
Excellent. And once again, that's been George Franklin, author with the book Incentives. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat and Michigan Business Network.